Candle in the Wind, Elton John, 1974, UK number one. And Sir Elton adapted this for Princess Diana's funeral. It was originally written about the legend Marilyn Monroe. I played her in a play.
Did you?
Not a lot of people know this.
No,
play.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was called Hello Norma Jean. But it was a quick, complete switch-up. And she'd faked her death and she'd been living in Essex. It was just a brilliant, brilliant play. In fact, it was voted by audiences at the Park Theatre as the third most popular play in the theatre's history.
Ah, wow.
That's how good it was. It was really, it was just such fun. And who was in the cast? Jamie Hutchins, Farrell Hegarty, Aaron Blake and Peter McPherson. All brilliant in their roles. It was just really good. But I'm actually playing this because it's a reminder as it's Brain Tumour Awareness Month. And for those of you who don't know, I lost my youngest sister, Susie, a couple of months ago to a brain tumour. And the Brain Tumour Research Charity has launched their Light a Candle, Shine a Light campaign. They launched it last week for the whole of March to raise funds and awareness of the disease. And you can purchase candles online from Carly's Candle Company, and the proceeds go to brain tumour research, and the price is £10. Actually, that's not bad for a candle, is it?
No, it's great.
And it's really nice. It's in this lovely tin, and it really smells lovely. You know, so
scented, yeah.
Yeah, scented, really lovely. And I'm also proud to be a supporter of the Brain Tumour Charity, who are currently running the campaign It's a No-Brainer. And it asks everyone to sign an open letter to the government calling for a national brain tumour strategy to help improve awareness of the challenges faced by sufferers and to find a cure, for God's sake.
Yeah, I was on the news the other day about that.
Yeah, wasn't there? They'd got some form of cure for it. No, that was...
There was asking for more money to be put into, to looking into ways of developing treatment and cures. I can't think.
Because some places across the world, in America, Germany, they have found, you know, they are using treatment that works, but it's not there for everyone, and I think that's wrong. Mm. You know, so we need to do that, and it's getting worse. You know, I mean, young kids getting brain tumours is just really horrendous. So we need to do that. So, if you want to write a letter to calling for a national brain tumour strategy to help improve awareness, write to the government. I think it's important. And it was recent, but on a lighter note, it was recently announced that Sir Elton and Bernie Taupin are to be honoured with the prestigious Library of Congress Gershwin Prize for Popular Song in April this year in America. They met by chance and have been writing songs together for 56 years. That's brilliant. And still friends. Usually people break up, don't they? All the groups break up, then go back together again. So shall I play another old one? Now, are you ready to dance to this?
It is a great one.
I know, it is a great one. This is Woolly Bully, Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs.
Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro. About a thing she saw.
Woolly Bully, Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs, 1965, UK number 11, playing it for Sam the Sham's birthday. He has varying birth dates, so we're not quite sure which one it is. It varies between the 28th of Feb and the 6th of March. But he celebrated his 87th birthday in the last few days. And he was famed for wearing a robe and turban and transporting his equipment around in a 1952 Packard hearse with maroon velvet curtains at the windows. So it's obviously bonkers. And he sang as a frontman for the Pharaohs, who dressed in Arabic costumes, reportedly inspired by Yul Brynner's costume in the film The Ten Commandments, where he played Ramesses, was it, Tony?
Yes, I believe so, yeah. We had to think, didn't we, whether he was in it, but 1956.
Wow. I loved Yul Brynner films.
Yeah.
Every film Yul Brynner was in was just brilliant. And this was the best-selling song in America in 65. It was used in the film Full Metal Jacket, directed by Stanley Kubrick, with his take on the Vietnam War. Now, not a lot of people know this, Tone. But I discovered there was an actor that I worked with on my very first Softly Softly, where I was a skinhead and he was a skinhead. I was his girlfriend. And his name was Leon Vitali. And he was my boyfriend. And he went on to become Stanley Kubrick's PA, working with him on Full Metal Jacket.
Oh, wow.
I know. And The Shining and Eyes Wide Shut. So, gives a job.
Yeah, fantastic.
Leon.
Space Odyssey as well, he done, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. So, that's not bad working with the fabulous Stanley Kubrick. Okay, should we play a Monkees number? I love the Monkees. This is Stepping Stone.
I'm not your stepping stone. You're trying to make your mark in society. You're using all the tricks that you used on me. You're reading all them high fashion magazines. The clothes you're wearing, girl, are causing public scenes. I said, I'm not your stepping stone. Met your girl, you didn't have no shoes, but now you're walking around like your front page news. You've been awful careful about the friends you choose, but you won't find my name in your book of who's. Who's that said, I'm not your stepping stone.
That was I'm Not Your Stepping Stone, The Monkees, 1966, playing it for drummer and singer Mickey Dolenz' birthday, which was on the 8th of March. 437 young actors and musicians auditioned for The Monkees TV show. And originally, producers wanted to cast The Loving Spoonful in the roles, but they didn't want to give up their music rights. Well, thank goodness, because The Monkees were great. They consisted of Peter Tork, Mickey Dolenz, and was it Davy Jones? I think. And apparently, you know, they were actors, but actually Peter Tork actually played 12 musical instruments. He also worked as an algebra coach, a baseball coach, and a singing waiter during his varied careers.
Yeah.
That's multi-talented.
He played the keyboards in the group,
yeah,
didn't he?
Yeah.
Is he the one with the bowl hair? He had the bowl haircut, wasn't he?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, Blondie.
Yeah, that's it.
And only Peter Tork and Mickey Dolenz appeared in every episode of the Monkees TV series. Mickey also auditioned for the Fonz in Happy Days.
Yes, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, as did Monkey Michael Naismith. Yeah, he was in it. He was the dark one, wasn't he?
Yes, and, tall one.
But Henry Winkler won the rock. Well, Henry was brilliant in the Fonz. That was such a good
Love the Fonz.
Yeah. Mickey also starred as a boy actor in Circus Boy. What was the Fonz? Hey. That was so good. And David Bowie named himself after a knife because Monkey David Jones... because of Monkey David Jones, because Bowie changed his name to avoid confusion, because David Bowie's real name was David Jones.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. And Gene Roddenberry, not a lot of people know this, but Gene Roddenberry, Star Trek creator, modelled his character Chekhov on Monkees member Davy Jones.
That's correct, yeah. In fact, Chekhov, the actor who played Chekhov, had similar hair, but it wasn't as bushy, so he actually wore a little bit of a wig on top to make it more bowly.
Oh, you're a little Star Trek. Are you a little?
Oh, yeah.
You love all
that. The secret is out, yeah.
I'm a Trekkie. The secret is out. But I actually worked with Gene Roddenberry. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it was a film called Spectre, and it was with John Hurt, Robert Culp, and Gig Young, and Penny Irving, Lindy Benson, and Sally Farmiloe. And, yeah, not a lot of people can say that. Just thought I'd drop that in. I've got a picture of him. Yeah, why not? And Mickey Dolenz was really good mates with... Robin Asquith. And so when I was touring with Robin, we were doing Doctor in the House, and we'd go on tour, and Mickey used to come along, and we went to parties at Mickey's house. He was really, really nice bloke. And you were saying that Robin's films, isn't there?
Confession of a Window Cleaner.
Yeah, that's his very first film, I think, wasn't
it? It's out at the moment on Sky, yeah, on one of the channels. I'll see it there last night.
Oh, what is it?
Talking Pictures.
Talking Pictures. Yeah. That's it. It's a really good channel, that.
It is, really.
And that's self-owned. It's not owned by a conglomerate. You know, it's a family-owned thing.
It's brilliant.
Because I work with them. It's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. They play really good, you know, ones that you'd like to see again.
Yeah.
Old movies.
Old school stuff.
Yeah, it's great. Okay, let's play a police number. This is Walking on the Moon. That was Walking on the Moon, The Police. 1979 was a UK number one, written by Sting. And I'm playing it because of the lunar landing last week. America safely landed the spacecraft Odysseus on the moon a few days ago, February the 22nd. It was the first craft to land there for over half a century, and the last being Apollo 17 in 1972. The lander touched down on the south polar region of the moon and beamed back valuable scientific data to Earth in preparation for the planned manned, quite like that, planned manned landings. That's quite nice.
Bit of a
the
tongue twister.
Planned manned landings by the Artemis missions in coming years. That's going to be good, isn't it?
Yeah, it'll be good to go back to the moon. They've gone to this mission is to seek out basically water. It's on the poles, so yeah. They want to try and find water, because finding water means they can send longer missions, produce oxygen and produce fuel.
Yeah, and whatever's there, I mean, what minerals have they got, and aliens.
Yeah, probably.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, we cannot be the only human beings in the universe. Illogical. It is illogical.
A lot of the old 80s pop stars are based there.
Yeah. Okay, let's play a level 42 number. This is Lessons in Love. Lessons in Love, Level 42, 1986 was UK number 3, and I'm playing it for what would have been guitarist Boone Gould's birthday, which would have been on the 4th of March. And the band has recently completed a tour of the Netherlands and Scandinavia, and you have met them, Tony, haven't you?
Yeah, back in 2016, they was here at the Bremen Festival. They done the Saturday night, actually, with Missing Andy and the Dwellers, and then on the Sunday at Tony Hadley ABC.
Fabulous, Tony Hadley.
Yeah, and Boomtown Rats were the ones ended on the Sunday. great weekend.
That was a great lineup. Brilliant. I can't believe it was that long ago, because I just remember thinking, oh, Tony Hadley's here. I can't believe it was 2016.
Yeah, he was fantastic, Tony Hadley.
He was great. Yeah, well, he was at a do recently. Like, he just gets up and he just thinks he's got this amazing voice, amazing presence. He's just brilliant and a lovely bloke.
And he does some great covers as well. As well as doing his normal routine, he does some brilliant covers of... does a lot of George Michael songs, which were really good.
Wouldn't do that, no. Because they'd be scared to be compared. But not Tony, because he's brilliant.
He's very good, very
and
talented.
And I like it when he carries the glass of red wine round with him. Okay, have you got some shout-outs, Tony?
I have, yeah. Let's start off with Sligo Bands and Groups, 1940. Hello. Got Joss Ezerveld. We got Willie Steensells, funny old name. Hello to you. Toff Joseph, Alf Batchdar, Graham Wiles, John Leet, Andy Green, Richard Pearson, Penelope Garland, Graham McLeod Smith, Ken Blessed, Jeff Bresky, Ken Luxford, Colin Philpott, Ray McKillen, Stephen Johnson, Ian Starkey, Mike Ferreira. I've got Alan Pennington, Gordon Baker, Paul Holt, John Carling. Hello to you. Susan Leal, Alan Collins, Nick Williams, Steve Davenport, Stuart Edison, Rami Parter 10, I think that is, David Crabbock, Michael Bateman, Terry Ricklesford, and Miles Marriott, to name but a few.
And I've got Bobby Warren, says Happy Mum's Day to all the mums. Gazebo 74 says that my daughter and I look like sisters. Thank you. I don't believe you, but it's great. Barry Harvey, Happy Mother's Day. Jordan Lane, Happy Mother's Day. Phil Davis, your love and pride shines through with my picture of my daughter and I. Yeah, I am very proud of her. She's fabulous. And Adrian Townsend, Louise has certainly inherited her mum's affinity with the camera. Yep, the camera either likes you or it doesn't. Thank God it quite likes me. Okay, I've got lovely comments from Mark Hunter, Steed 12755, Ben Stevenson, Mikey, Andrew Bolton, Lorna Scott, Christopher Carlson, Raymond Dzowski, John Chapman, Alan Polkey, Simon Penman, Glenn Carl Davis, David Osborne, Andy Davis, Arthur Orelick, Nigel Forrester, Christina Douglas, Yorkshire Mike, Christopher Carr, Martin Worrell, Dean Wilkes, Barbara Custance, and Ian Dawson said Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers everywhere. And I second that, Ian. And thank you all for listening. You're all fabulous. Okay, what should we play next? A Bee Gees number?
Oh, why not?
This is Bee Gees with Andy Gibb. It is You Should Be Dancing.
Yeah.
Bee Gees with Andy Gibb, 1979, written by Morris Barry and Robin Gibb. The original version made number 5 in the UK charts, but I'm playing this for what would have been Andy's birthday, which was the 5th of March, and it wasn't often that Andy joined his Bee Gees brothers in a live performance, and this was a rare occurrence and one which completely blew the audience away. This track, along with Andy on stage with the Bee Gees, was filmed during their Spirits Having Flown tour when Andy was just 21 years old. And 9 years later, the Bee Gees announced he was to join the band as the 4th Bee Gee, just months before his untimely death. That was so sad. And during his career, Andy also played the role of Joseph in Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat on Broadway. But what that was fantastic, wasn't it? I mean, we were really gyrating here, weren't we?
We was. It was a fantastic
and the atmosphere,
track.
And you could just hear it, and it just sounded so good live. And when you think that's live, it's not in a recording studio. That's them singing live, and it was brilliant, absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, you can't beat live music.
You can't beat live. You were just saying that, Tom.
I was. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's especially the big band stuff.
Yeah, it's just got a different thing. And also you get the musicians playing sort of like different saxophone or whatever. You've got a little cough there, Tone.
Yeah.
Did you gulp your tea wrongly? It's gone down the wrong hole.
Yeah.
Okay, shall we play a Paloma Faith number? This is Enjoy Yourself.
Make it.
Paloma Faith, 2024, written by Paloma Faith, Talay Riley and Ed Thomas. And I'm playing it for Red Nose Day, which is the 15th of March, because Paloma's joined forces with Comic Relief to create a special edition to support the charity, making it the official song for Red Nose Day 2024. And Amazon are also donating a portion of the proceeds to the charity from every streamed play of the song for a month from February. So everyone gets streaming because it's going to Red Nose Day. Which is, it's a great charity that.
Yeah.
Now referred to as Red Nose Day, the charity Comic Relief was founded by Sir Lenny Henry and Richard Curtis. And in the early years, Comic Relief alternated with Sports Relief to raise money to tackle poverty and worldwide injustices.
Yeah, is it Lenny's last year doing it? I think it,
I'm not sure, is it? Because he's just brilliant.
Yeah, yeah, I think he's stepping back from doing the kind of commentary bit. And but he's not stepping back from the whole thing.
But he's such a shame because he's wonderful doing
it. Yeah, from the cameras, I think.
Yeah, I did do Sports Relief. Once teamed up with Essex boy, comedian Terry Alderton.
Oh, right, yeah.
For Sport Relief. I took part in a video with him. I was playing a receptionist in a leisure centre, and we ended up playing table tennis together. It was mad. And he dressed up as Tina Turner and was dancing to Proud Mary, which sounds about right for Terry. And also I worked with Lenny Henry in his shows, Lenny Henry Goes to Town. And he's such a great performer. It's a shame that if he's stepping back, because I like him presenting it. I think we're used to it. It's familiarity.
Yeah,
I like familiarity.
I think he's he said he wanted to kind of pass it on to younger blood, and he's been doing it so long, and there was no real reason for it. And it's a shame. But yeah. I think he's still going to be involved. He's just not going to be in front of the camera.
And Paloma Faith is a fantastic performer. She's touring the UK from the 3rd of April. And, you know, I always like to enjoy myself. And so I'm going to give another plug to my Lady Ratlings lunch, which has been held for me at the Marriott Hotel Regent's Park on the 12th of May. And now I've got the website, and it's for the Lady Ratlings website is www.golr.org.uk. And, it's going to be lots of celebrities there. So if you fancy a lunch at the Marriott Hotel, it's going to be fabulous.
That sounds really good.
It is. Are you coming, Tone?
Oh, yeah, I might come, yeah.
Yeah, it'd be fun. We'll get up a table.
Yes.
Get Paul back as well.
Get back.
Okay, shall we play an Elvis Presley number? This is Mama Like the Roses.
Oh, Mama Like the Roses. She'd grow in the yard, but winter always came around and made the growing way too hard. Oh, Mama liked the roses, and when she had the time, she'd decorate the living room for all us kids to see. When I hear the Sunday bells ringing in the morning, I remember crying when she used to sing. Oh, Mama, like the roses, but most of all she cared about the way we learn to live, and if we said our prayers.
You know, I kept the family Bible with a rose she saved inside. It's pressed between the pages like it found a place to hide.
Like the roses, in such a special way, we bring them every Mother's Day and put them on her grave. Oh, Mama, like the roses.
That was Mama Like the Roses, Elvis Presley, 1970. And that's another song for Mother's Day. I love that song. It's not well known.
Yeah, it's a beautiful song.
It's
really
a beautiful song for Mother's Day. And he's got a beautiful voice. And
you can just listen to that voice.
Elvis. And even when he's talking, you're going, oh, it's Elvis.
I could listen to that, his voice all day long. Although my son just doesn't like it. He's like, oh, no more Elvis, is it?
Obviously, you play a lot of Elvis.
Yeah, in the car.
In the car. It took over a year to complete the song, which was released with The Wonder of You. And the writer John L. Christopher also wrote Always on My Mind, which Elvis recorded in 72. And Elvis's wife, Priscilla Presley, is currently touring the USA in An Evening With. And she's touring to promote the Sofia Coppola film Priscilla, which is based on Priscilla's 1985 autobiography Elvis and Me, written by Sandra Harmon. And Priscilla claims to this day that she still doesn't know why Elvis chose to marry her. She's quoted as saying, "I often wonder why me. To this day, why me? He could have had anyone." And for all Elvis fans, a reminder that if you're a coin collector, the London Mint Office has just released a new limited edition Elvis coin. Oh, I love those. It's George Michael Elvis.
Yeah, George Michael last week.
Some of them are fortunes. Well, there's 3,000 and something if you want a gold one. And Elvis Evolution comes to London in November this year, incorporating holographic technology to create a life-size digital hologram of the rock and roll idol. I bet that's good.
Yeah, I think
that's... I think I'd go and see that.
Yeah, I think that's on for a limited time, I'm pretty sure, because I'm away, and I was looking at it, and I'm thinking, I'm away, and hopefully it will be back, but yeah, it's limited time only.
It should be back, they'll make a fortune.
Why would you not
keep doing that when it's going to be packed out?
Oh, can you just imagine? Everyone's going to go dressed as Elvis anyway.
Yep.
London will
including
be packed.
Including who?
Full of people like me.
Yeah, you. You got the wig as well, haven't you?
Wig,
yeah, you got the quid, the wig, the white. Is it the white outfit?
I've got multiple outfits.
You could keep changing.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, shall we play a George Michael and Mary J. Blige number? This is As.
Rosebuds know to bloom in early May. Just as ain't no love's a cure, you can rest your mind sure that I'll be loving you always. As now can't reveal the mystery of tomorrow, but in passing we'll grow older every day. Just as all is born is new, say it's true that I'll be loving you always.
Until the rainbow burns the stars out of the sky.
Always.
Until the ocean covers everything.
The sun's gonna be always.
Until the day that it ain't some day, some day.
You know it's gonna be always.
Until the day that is the day.
Another day.
As today I know I'm living for tomorrow. Couldn't leave me the past, but that I mustn't feel. Cause you're here.
Now I know deep in my mind the love of me I felt behind.
Until the ocean covers it.
was as George Michael and Mary J. Blige, 1999. It was UK number 4, written by Stevie Wonder, and I'm playing it because I like it. I was spotting George Michael, and I thought, this is a great song. And it's recorded for George's greatest hits album, Ladies and Gentlemen, The Best of George Michael. And also, as mentioned last week, George is another one who's got a coin.
Yeah, last week came out, didn't it?
I know. And he joins the likes of David Bowie, Elton John and Queen. I didn't know they had ones.
Yeah,
did you?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Okay. And Mary J. Blige has announced 2 concerts in America later this year, both in May. And her latest song, Still Believe in Love, is out now. Okay, well, I've got to play a Tina Turner number. Because I love Tina Turner. Do you love Tina Turner?
I love Tina Turner.
I love Tina Turner. But who loves Tina Turner more and does a brilliant impersonation is my Lulu.
Yes.
Louise. So this is for Louise and Ellis. This is Ball of Confusion, Tina Turner. Confusion, Tina Turner, 1982, playing it for my Louise, and Tina recorded this for a collaborative album called Music of Quality and Distinction, featuring the likes of Sandy Shaw, Paul Jones, Paulie Yates and Duran Duran, to name but a few. And this track was also released as a single to promote the album, which led to her being signed by Capitol Records, heralding the start of her comeback solo career. And while we're on the subject of Tina, there has been a new single release of her song Legs, a song she sang at many of her concerts, as she was renowned for her legs. She did have fabulous legs.
Oh, she had fabulous
I loved her
wall.
It was like slightly bandy wall.
Yeah, it was yeah.
Brilliant. But it was so good. What energy that woman had. Anyway, let's do another Mama now. This is Mama Told Me Not to Come, Three Dog Night.
Mama told me not to come. stretched out on the floor. I've seen so many things I ain't never seen before. Don't know what it is, I don't want to see no more.
Mama told me not to come.
Told Me Not to Come, Three Dog Night, 1970, UK number 3, and I'm playing it for Mother's Day. When this song hit the top spot in America, writer Randy Newman rang Corey Wells, the singer, and thanked him for putting his kids through college because of the royalty payments. And it was Corey who sings lead on this track who pushed to record with Three Dog Night. He had recorded it previously with another band and loved the song. I love the song.
Yeah,
love that song.
Great song. Great.
Have you got some more shout outs there, Tom?
I have, yeah. I've got Paul Drew, hello to you, David Clark, Neil Davis, Gary Warner, Rob James, Gary Stratton, Chris Reed, Les Evans, John Munro, Jason Civet, I've got Keith Cloak, George Lovey, Grant Lassing, hello to you, Jim Thorne, Mark Knowles, Brian Mahoney, Gareth Davis, Trevor Jones, Jill Howell, Alan Warner, Brian Mallin and Jim Pringle.
And I've got some of our regulars, Trevor Wallett, Zoe Wainwright, Nikki Nicol, Luke Doonan, Mike Chapman, Brian Fever, Rob Harvey, Vicky Garvey, Moody Peg, Man in His Potting Shed, raining today, and P.E. Dartnell, Glyn Marston, Ronald Maincar, Chris Jarvis, Keith Dawn and Aston Avery, Nigel Fitzmaurice, Martin Hollingsworth, Tom Nestor, Lockie BCFC, CJ Dartnell, Peter Oxley, Andrew Robley, Alan Pell, Bobby Rosa, Katrina Brandstrom, Mark Ratcliffe, Ruby Snape, Xanthi Beerman, one of ours, Nigel Fitzmaurice, Andy Davis, John Hastings, Chris Woodnut, Rob Harvey, G. Davis, Chris Walkie, John Illingsworth, Kay Milburn, and Bobby Warrens. Thank you all for listening. You're all amazing.
All
I've
amazing.
Changed, I've switched it up from fabulous
to amazing.
Okay, should we play a Beatles number?
Yeah.
This is Your Mother Should Know.
Sing it again, that song, get up and dance to a song that was
That was Your Mother Should Know, The Beatles, 1967, written by Lennon and McCartney, playing it for Mother's Day. It was taken from the EP and album The Magical Mystery Tour. And the song also features in the final scene of the film Magical Mystery Tour, written by Paul McCartney. In his dining room during a family gathering, he claims his Auntie Jean, Uncle Harry and various other relatives who were there at the time helped inspire it. And it's not the first time Paul has been inspired by family. Auntie Jean gets a mention in the Wings song, Let 'Em In.
Nothing like writing a song over lunch,
is it? It's a family affair. Okay, are you ready for dancing again, Tom?
Yes,
okay.
If I have to.
This is Havana, Camila Cabello. Cabello, 2017, was UK number one and a US 8 number one. And I'm playing it for Camilla's birthday, which was last week, the 3rd of March. And she also released a Spanish version of this song, where it lends itself. It's more Spanish, really, isn't it? And she was advised by everyone in the know that this wouldn't be a hit. She shouldn't be releasing it as a single, and it wasn't right for radio. Turns out it made number one both here and in the USA. What do they know? She knows, Camilla, you know. And she auditioned for the American version of X Factor but was eliminated at the boot camp. But Simon Cowell thought she was too good to lose, so she called her back with four other girls who put the group together called Fifth Harmony.
Oh, that was it.
Fifth Harmony. Yeah, not Saturdays. Yeah. No, that's a
topic. And I think we've run out of time, haven't we, Tony?
We have, yeah. It went quick, didn't it?
And you've been listening to Vicky Michelle on Vix Mix on Phoenix 98 FM and the fabulous Tony Smith, who is going to be doing impersonations of Elvis all week now. Thanks to Tony for twiddling the all-flashing knobs, to Nikki for helping with the research, and, of course, to all you fabulous people for listening. Next up, it's the fabulous Claire Jabot and the equally fabulous Natalie Bayes with the fabulous arts programme. They are sitting next to me, thumbs up. Now, there's Carlos Marin, Urs Buller, Sebastian Isambard and David Miller, better known as Il Divo. And they were discovered and mentored by Simon Cowell as a result of the X Factor in 2003. Sadly, Carlos was lost to COVID in 2021, but they have a new member, Stephen Labrie, and they are currently on tour in South America. It is El Divo, and they are singing a wonderful, this is a wonderful song, Mama. See you all next week, everyone.
Mama, thank you for who I am. Thank you for all the things I'm not. Forgive me for the words unsaid. for the times I forgot.
Mama, remember all my life. You showed me love, you sacrificed. Think of the